Cup series as well as the World Cup, pace has been the key. Do you see this test also panning out in similar lines where West Indies will rely primarily on pace?
I think that's the backbone of the side. You know, we've done well with our seamers, you know, doing it for us. Kim Arush has been outstanding, Shannon Gabriel has been outstanding, and you know, I've been also been very supportive in the bowling lineup. So yeah, we've relied heavily on our paces over the last couple of years, and it's just a matter for them to continue doing the outstanding work that they've been doing. Every single time I call on any of them, they just come and give a massive effort, and it's always in a very good cause for the team. So you know, hopefully we can continue to get our paces firing, or keep our paces firing, and you know, hopefully get 20 wickets in this test match.
Were you a touch disappointed at the way, say, the first session eventually kind of ended at Antigua, because the Indian team was 24-3 with Virat Kohli back in the hut. From there to get 297, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, you can see a lot of things. I believe at the start of the game, you know, if you ask myself if we can get 290 odd, if we take it, I'd probably say yes, you know, but you know, after getting three early wickets, you know, we would have probably liked to bowl them a little cheaper than that. But it didn't work. You know, partnerships do happen in cricket, and you've got to give the Indians credit. I thought they played really well. And it's just a situation where they built a partnership.
Jason, looking at the Indian pace attack in the last innings against West Indian batsmen, what do you think are the areas of concern for your team's batsmen?
I just think we've got to be decisive, you know, decisive in our footwork, decisive in our shot selection, if we're going to play or if we're going to leave. And that's just standard cricket, you know. I just think we've just got to be a little bit more assertive of what we're looking to do, and back our defences, you know, trust the preparation that we've had, trust the games, and just try to fight through the tough periods.
Yes, following the tough defeat in Antigua, you know, West Indies have shown the knack of coming back after getting defeated in the first test or the second. Talk to us about the mindset of the team coming into tomorrow's game.
Yeah, the guys are really up for it, man. We were obviously disappointed with the performance in the last game, and this is just another opportunity for us, you know, to come and level the series. It's no point, you know, playing it tentatively or half-hearted. You know, we've just got to come and put up a really good show. And it's something that we've really done well in the past. You know, we tend to respond well when we're under pressure. So, and I expect the guys to be really up for this challenge tomorrow, and you know, hopefully we can play a really good game of cricket.
Jason, what are some of the conversations you've had, and specifically in terms of batting, in order to improve in the second test coming through the first one?
I can tell you, we had a really good meeting, you know, and it's just mainly around guys just understanding how they want to compel in innings. I think the starts have been very crucial for us, you know, but we've been having guys get in and just get out. So it's just a matter for us to stay in a little bit longer in our game plans, you know, be a little bit more patient as well, and wear the Indian bowlers down. We saw a little bit in the second innings that. After a spell or two, you know, they tend to be a little, you know, jaded. So we're just trying to keep them out in the field as long as possible. Here in Jamaica, it tends to be very, very hot and humid as well, too. So, you know, the longer we keep them on their feet, you know, the better off we'll be.
Do we see you batting up the order? Because there's been a lot of talk about, like, why Jason Boulder bat up the order, especially in test match.
Yeah, you probably might see me become up the order. It's something I obviously wanted to do for a long time, but based on the team competition, I've you know, been able to, well, been asked to bowl a lot of overs, you know, and that's primarily my role up front, just to be a workhorse, and you know, just tend to keep the stemmer, the run flow down, and you know, I've had a lot of success with the ball as well, you know, and having to bowl 20, 30 odd overs and then coming back to bat height, it has been difficult, you know, but hopefully with if we can ease the burden off myself and people like Ross and Chase, and then we can get ourselves, you know, probably paying a little bit more attention to our batting and lead the batting charge in that regard.